The pasuk says the daughter of Pharaoh went down to the river, and her girls were walking on the side of the river. She saw a casket. She sent a girl to pick it up. She opened the casket. She saw the child. She said, "This must be a Hebrew child." It seems that after the Egyptians saw that as much as they tortured the Jews, they kept procreating, the stargazers said, "There's going to be a great redeemer born to the Jews." So the Egyptians thought to themselves, "Well, our God is the Nile. Must be he's very upset at us. And that's why he's making the Jews multiply so much." So they said, "We have to worship this Nile with more diligence. We have to be more fervent in our worship of the Nile. And that's why Pharaoh says, throw the boys into the Nile." Ordinarily, in those days, when a girl didn't want to get married, they would throw her into the Nile. And, in those days when they felt the Nile was upset at them, that the Nile, not the girl didn't want to get married, the Nile they thought was upset at them, they'd take a young girl who hadn't yet gotten married and drown her in the Nile. And they'd say, "That's a sacrifice to the Nile." And now they said, "No, we'll do the exact opposite." Ordinarily, they'd throw girls in and drown them as a way of appeasing the Nile. Now they were throwing boys in. They said, "We'll throw Jewish boys in." And this explains also how Pharaoh got away with telling the Egyptians, "You're throwing your boys into the Nile too." Because everyone agreed there was a demographic problem. So they were able to tell them, "This is the way we appease the gods." The daughter of Pharaoh didn't believe in all this. So she went to bathe in the Nile. "You're bathing in the God?" Yeah. She was saying, "This is water. It serves me. I don't serve it." And that's why our sages said when she went to bathe in the Nile, she was cleansing herself of the paganism of her father's house. How did Chazal know that? Because an Egyptian wouldn't dare bathe in the God. They had irrigation dishes, they had other places where the waters would come and they'd use them. But they wouldn't dip in the Nile, they wouldn't dare do that. When she goes into the Nile to cleanse herself, she's saying, "You're just water." In other words, she no longer believes in the paganism of her father. The other girls weren't with her in the water. That's why her servants, it says, were walking on the side, because they were still worshiping the Nile. They weren't willing to go down and bathe with her in the Nile. And when she sees the casket, she says to herself, "I'm going to save that baby." But she was worried she'd get caught and they'd take him and throw him into the Nile. "How could you steal from a gift that was given to our God?" they would argue. "This baby was given to our God." So she said, "No, this is a Hebrew baby. The Nile wouldn't want a baby that's not from our people. He doesn't need Jewish babies. He wants Egyptian babies." And she said, "You see, the Nile must have spat him out in a casket. They believe that the Nile's a god." So she's saying to them, "You see, the Nile sent him out." And by making this claim, when she said, "This is a Hebrew baby," that's not what she should have said. If you want to save the baby, don't go telling everyone he's a Jewish boy. Her point was, "You see, the Nile didn't want him. He sent him back in a casket." And that's how she tried to sell the maids that were standing around that they shouldn't squeal on her. No one should have claims that she took a baby away from their god, from the Nile.